Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
Jake Ludington here for The Chris Perillo Show, and I'm standing here talking to Greg Smith about Feeder Reader. Now, yeah, you may have an RSS reader already on your Mac, on your PC, but do you have one on your phone? I tried a couple in the past, but most of them never lived up to what I really wanted them to do. Feeder Reader is different. It actually will download podcasts and video to your phone. You never, ever have to connect your phone up to your computer and sync. And that, to me, is awesome because I have been preaching for years and years and years that the phone is going to replace all these iPods and devices, and it's going to be like the universal media player and communicator.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's my vision as well. So you download direct to the device without going through a desktop computer. You're anywhere you are, Wi-Fi hotspot, or even over the cell phone data network, you can just download text, blogs, audio, news, feeds, video, podcast, everything down to your Windows mobile smartphone or pocket PC. It's exactly what Feeder Reader does.
Now, how come you're the only one that's doing this?
So I am the most visible one that's doing this. I don't know why I'm the most visible. Maybe other companies are trying to do other things as well, but this is my focus. This is a full-time focus for me of trying to enable audio and video to get it everywhere. So I'm standing in line at a bank or at Walmart. I want to be able to download it direct without having to go synchronize to my desktop. And the reason I'm really passionate about it is because I'm an old shortwave radio fan. And so I like to get audio from everywhere around the world. And shortwave is a little limited too, because you have to be, you know, within 2,000 miles of a transmitter. So this is even better because you can go anywhere in the world and download stuff. So I am really, I'm in an environment where there's not a lot of people around that are like me. So I like to get all the tech stuff, and I like to listen to the Chris Perillo Show to get it, and all directly to the mobile device. And I don't have to like tune into a radio that's not playing the kind of stuff I want to hear.
You know, I'm already interviewing you. You don't have to tell me you like the show. That's okay.
That was before. And then now that I'm being interviewed, it's all right. I can piss on you. And it
yeah, now you don't have to listen.
That's great.
So one of the things that got me hooked on the idea of RSS on my phone in the first place, even prior to really podcasting and video blogging, was, you know, I'd be sitting in the car with my little kid sleeping in the back seat while my wife went in somewhere. And it's like, what am I going to do? I'm like a captive audience. The radio is only good for so long. Right. And so, I mean, you're kind of enabling a form of entertainment for situations where people are trapped, whether it's the subway, whether it's sitting waiting in a parking lot for a shopping transaction to be completed, or really anywhere.
That's right. So you can download it at Wi-Fi at the airport and get up on a plane. You know, technically it's supposed to be over 10,000 feet, but if you kind of hide it well, you can do it well under 10,000 feet. You can do it at, you know, just, well, I guess I shouldn't be promoting, you know, illegal activities, but you know, it's really cool for people to be able to download everything they want and only what they want, instead of having to rely on only what's playing on the local radio or the local television station. So, and that's the beauty of it. And I think I'm repeating myself well.
You are repeating yourself very well. You know, just keep saying Feeder Reader is the best thing out there. Download Feeder Reader.
So I'm really proud to have won the best, what did I win? I win Best Mobile RSS Reader for Podcasts. Best in Show at the Podcast and Portable Media Expo. And it's really, I'm really proud to have won that over the people that have millions of dollars behind them that are able to do anything they want. All I did was concentrate, focus on the user experience and the capabilities of the software to allow the RSS that's kind of already out there destined for desktops to retarget it for mobile devices, and you don't have to do anything different on the RSS side. Just use all the feeds that already exist and directly download, instead of having to be channelized through, you know, any particular carrier. It's completely open on your mobile device.
Now the one trick here is you got to have an all you can eat data plan, because if you start downloading video or audio and you got a pay by the minute or pay by the megabyte plan, at some point, you're gonna go broke from bandwidth.
At some point, very quickly. That's right. So I actually did some tests earlier this year where I have a singular and I have unlimited data, $20 a month. It's real cheap in the United States. T-Mobile offers a $20 a month unlimited plan. I actually downloaded for 2 months in a row 2 gig over the cell network. Now, I had to plug in my phone because my phone doesn't last that long. That was basically 6 to 8 hours a day, every day for a month, and you get 2 gig. And they didn't complain to me, and I didn't notice any extra payments on my plan. But it's really cool that you can pay so little and get so much right over the air.
One limiting factor that you kind of run into with phones is the storage, because they don't give you much storage in the first place. And with most of the Windows mobile phones, you're dealing with mini SD. Mini SD is limited to probably about 2 gigabytes. Do you keep stuff on your phone then, I take it?
No, I don't. So with two gigabytes, I'm losing my voice, sound like a 14-year-old, or old Brady Bunch episode, you know, Peter. Okay. So, with 2 gigabytes, that's enough. With Feeder Reader that handles all the file management for you, it downloads. As soon as you're done listening to one podcast, you can press a button to delete and then start playing the next one, leaving room to download more podcasts. So 2 gig, while it sounds like it's not that much for, you know, if you're used to an iPod 30 gig, for if you're just listening to podcasts, 2 gig is plenty, because just think about how many gig can I listen to? How long does it take to listen to a gig's worth of 2 gigs worth of audio? It's a long time if you actually calculate it.
Okay, so I've already got a Feed Reader on my desktop. Actually, I got a Feed Reader on every desktop in my house, but I'm not normal. How do I get my subscriptions that I already have into the Feeder Reader interface?
Yeah, so there's two ways. Well, OPML, it reads OPML. You can either transfer the OPML file to your device, or you can subscribe to an online OPML file. And the beauty of that is, if your OPML file changes online, then you can update the OPML file, and it'll add the new subscriptions that you have. The reason I'm very focused on the mobile device is because with the mobile device you can read the blogs, listen to the podcasts, and watch the videos, and you don't necessarily need to synchronize, because the software is powerful enough that you can use it as your only aggregator. I mean, there's no big compelling reason to have an aggregator on your desktop if you have it on your mobile device. Or if you choose to, you want to have certain feeds that are on your desktop and certain other feeds that are on your mobile device, you could do that as well. But I, you know, obviously I'm eating my own dog food by, I'm constantly reading news and listening to podcasts only on my mobile device. I don't need a desktop for it.
You know, the one area where I would say that I would disagree with you about not needing a desktop in addition to is, as somebody who writes a lot about things and kind of keeps track of what's going on in the greater tech space, I want that ease of, you know, if I want to quote somebody, I can easily copy and paste from my Feed Reader into whatever my blogging tool is and actually then make comment on what somebody's saying.
Yeah, for bloggers, that we're behind on Windows mobile devices on being able to conveniently blog. There are some blogging solutions that allow you to post from your mobile device, but there's nothing that's clearly as easy as cut and pasting from your browser and putting into another browser window or notepad or whatever you use to create your blog entry. But yeah, we'll get there. I know we will, and I'll win you over when I produce that kind of a software.
So is in terms of types of files that you can download, will it download anything that's an enclosure, or is it only specific file formats?
So with Feeder Reader, you can download any kind of file, anything that you can actually launch on your pocket PC or smartphone. So I have schools that with kids as young as in third grade, that's 9 years old, that are downloading ebooks of the class notes from the instructor that they then open up on their pocket PC device. So anything that you can launch, even the third party players or PDF players or anything that you can actually use on a pocket PC, you could download with Feeder Reader and launch it. So for corporate communications, that's good. If you want to publish PDF files or Excel files or Word files, you can use Feeder Reader internally to download that stuff directly to the pocket PC, communicating with everybody in the corporation.
I keep seeing one tap recording flashing by me on this presentation back here. What does that mean?
So, it's the same thing as integrated file management. It's actually one tap playing, I think, what it is. And so you once you download and listen to a podcast, While you're listening to the podcast, you can continue reading the news. There's completely independent independent operations. While you're reading the news, if the podcast finishes, then you tap one button and it deletes that podcast from your storage card and starts playing the next one. So you don't have to worry about if you're on a old school iPod, you got to connect it to your desktop and then synchronize, and then you have to figure out, well, what did I already listen to, and what do I need to delete, and is it okay to transfer, and you have to worry about all that. But with Feeder Reader, you just tap one time, it deletes what you've already listened to, and it starts playing the next one, so it gives you more room to download more podcasts. And that's basically why you can get away with 2 gig on your smartphone, and that's enough to be able to, as long as you're cycling through and deleting stuff that you listen to, and you set the age. A Feeder Reader is really configurable about how you can just let things slide off the if it gets 2 weeks old or 1 week old, whatever you choose, and it'll automatically delete it whether you've listened to it or not. So it's kind of like, you have all this stuff. It's like river of news or river of podcast type listening, where if you have time and you're very particular about it, you can listen to a whole bunch of stuff and then let it go, just keep cycling through, and then sort of catch the stream when you're ready for it.
I read a limited amount of Chinese, and so I subscribe to some feeds that are partially in Chinese. Is that supported in the interface?
Yeah, so the Feeder Reader will support any character encoding that is supported by the device itself. So in particular Chinese, if you've done any Chinese on your Pocket PC, even if it's a United States or an English-based Pocket PC, you can install the code pages necessary and the glyphs necessary to display Chinese or Japanese or Korean or any Asian language, or in fact any language in the world, that as long as it has the device can support it, then Feeder Reader supports it.
Nice. So how much does this cost if I want to add this to my phone and make it a permanent addition to my life?
That's right. It's $19.95, and it's available at www.feederreader.com. It's a simple PayPal link. You don't need PayPal. You can just use a credit card to purchase it online, download it, and you're ready to go.
Now, do you give out a trial?
Yeah, so you can download it for free and try it. It's a 20-day trial. You get limited to 8 feeds, but you can import as many feeds you want through OPML just to make sure it's going to work for you. So if you have trouble with reading the OPML file, then go to the forums. If you go to the feederreader.com on the sidebar, click forums, and post a message about any kind of problems or issues, or if you want to know how to set it up. There's so many options to Feeder Reader that some people have difficulty in figuring out what options will work for them. So I'm there to help anybody who has. Just tell me what you want to do, and I can show you how to do it with Feeder Reader.
So there you have it. Throw out your iPod, get Feeder Reader and a Windows mobile phone, and you're good to go.
Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.